Books.
It is Tuesday and time for book picks on our list from our independent bookseller of the week. Kathy Taylor of Northshire Books in Saratoga and Manchester joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. Kathy, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Always a pleasure.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program, and you have a great list. So let's get to it. Where would you like to begin?
Okay, so I have a few books for you today, and they are mostly fiction, and they also have a lot of young women looking for answers, and a lot of them are about difficult love affairs, so I don't really know what that says about me or my subconscious, but I'm going to start with The Seas by Samantha Hunt, and this book really just moved me in a really powerful way. It tells the story of a young woman living in a small town somewhere on the coast of a cold northern sea. She's at the age where she's becoming a woman and she's a misfit. She doesn't really fit in with the other people in her town, and she feels sort of like a freak. She lives with her mother and grandfather. Her father was lost in a mysterious fishing accident. And, of course, there's an unrequited love for a very damaged man who's a war veteran and has a lot of baggage. And then, to change things up, she also believes she's a mermaid, which figures heavily into the story.
You know how that goes.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We've all been there. So it's an incredibly, almost painfully and destructively beautiful book that really took root in me. It's part fairy tale, part coming of age story. And I don't even like to talk about it too much because I think you should just read it. I loved it that much.
And it's short.
It has a beautiful cover, if that means anything to you, which, I mean, we're not supposed to judge by their covers, but it has a good one.
But we can, and we do.
We can.
The name of the book is The Seas by Samantha Hunt. All right, next up.
Exactly. Okay, now I'm going to move on to Conversations with Friends by Sally Rooney. I just finished it this weekend, and at the end I was shivering. I loved it. It involves a complicated love square or a menage a quatre. It takes place in Dublin, and its narrator is a young college student named Frances. She's a writer, very sort of intense and serious, and she performs spoken word poetry with her beautiful, brilliant ex-girlfriend, Bobby. At one of their poetry events, they meet an older couple, a handsome actor, and his wife, who's an essayist. They begin a friendship, and the two young girls fall into their orbit, start attending their glamorous literary parties and everything. They even take a vacation to France together. And, of course, Frances begins an affair with the husband. It's not that simple of an adultery story, though, because love and desire in this book are complex. They're unwieldy. The heart of Frances's heart wants many things and many people. But it also gets a lot of its wit and humor and intelligence from the conversations, unsurprisingly, between the characters. The conversations take place in person. They take place in emails and phone calls and instant messaging. But the writing is so cool and sharp and smart, especially about human emotions and desires. And it just made me want to have a lot of really long conversations with people I love.
That's great. The name of the book is Conversations with Friends by Sally Rooney. All right.
Yes. Okay. So I'm moving on to The Answers by Catherine Lacey, which is a book that I loved. It was my favorite book from last year, and her writing is just really exquisite. The way she thinks and her ideas just really blew me away. It has kind of a crazy premise and the plot might sound a little wacky, but hear me out.
All right.
Yeah, the main character is a 30-year-old woman named Mary. She was raised off the grid by a severe anti-society and anti-government father and a pretty passive mother. She eventually escaped that upbringing to reenter the world and move to New York City, where she's plagued by a mysterious illness. Buried in debt and desperate to pay for treatment of that illness, she responds to a mysterious advertisement looking for participants in something called the Girlfriend Experiment. The brainchild of the experiment is a famous actor who's looking to scientifically monitor the physical state of a person in various stages of love. So if that plot sounds a little outside your comfort zone, I urge you to pick up the book anyway. It's painfully gorgeous, and Lacey takes questions about love that I think we've all had. How do we measure it? Is it a chemical reaction or a unexplainable feeling? Why and how does it end? And she crafts a stunning story. She really probes the nature of love and human connection very deeply and intelligently. And that was my favorite book of last year.
That's terrific. The book is The Answers by Catherine Lacey.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to Asymmetry by Lisa Halliday, which was another really beautiful, tender novel that involves a love affair. There are three different parts to this novel, though, and the first part begins with the love affair. A young woman in New York City, which seems to be my theme, encounters a much older, famous writer on a bench. He buys her an ice cream, and thus begins a romance that is much more compassionate and lovely than I originally thought it was going to be. This older man, he's aging, his body is failing, and her life is just beginning. So their love is set against her ambition to become a writer, to live in Europe, and her choice factors into the really moving ending. The story is also set against a changing American landscape, beginning with the invasion of Iraq, which factors into the second part of the book, which shifts perspectives. It's a really gorgeous section of the book, and it follows a young Iraqi-American man who's detained in a holding room in Heathrow Airport. So you don't know why he's being detained, but he's on his way to ultimately see his brother in Iraq. So memory figures really heavily into his story and its unreliability, the way you lose the places and people you love the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a third part to the book, but that's equally lovely and shifts gears, but I don't want to spoil what that's about. But there's a lot of... there's a lot about stories that shape us and who we are and art, and it's a book I didn't want to end.
The name of the book is Asymmetry by Lisa Halliday. Asymmetry by Lisa Halliday.
Yes.
All right, next.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to move on to Motherhood by Sheila Hetty. I read this book on the beach, so I don't know if you'd call it a beach book, but I was completely and utterly engrossed by it. It's a memoiristic novel that founds itself on a question that is simply put but almost impossibly answered. Should the narrator have children? Hetty blurs the distinction between author and narrator. So the narrator may be based on her life, but the book is a work of fiction. The narrator has a loving boyfriend, a stable home and career, but has always felt quite strongly that she never wanted children. She wants to devote her life to her writing. There is this inner turmoil, though, specific to women, the urge from society to bear children. And, of course, there's no way for her to know if she'll regret her decision until years after she's made the choice. So it's a really profound book that grapples with philosophical, ancestral, and intimate problems. The seemingly simple question turns into one about the nature of soul, time, and memory. She searches for answers everywhere, from her friends to books, to her lover, to ancient mysticism, to the internet. And she creates a true work of art out of her struggle.
Excellent. And the name of the book is?
Motherhood.
Motherhood by Sheila. Is it Hetty?
Hetty.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Okay. Neon in Daylight by Hermione Hobie. It's a debut book, and I think it's perfect for summer. It takes place in New York City, again, in the really oppressively hot and sticky months before Hurricane Sandy. So the world feels appropriately twitchy and claustrophobic, and everyone's a little manic and restless. It follows a young British woman who's abandoned her boyfriend and her postdoctoral degree in England to house and cat sit for a family friend. She doesn't really know what she wants or what she's doing, and soon after she arrives, she encounters a beautiful teenager with a powerful aura whose orbit she soon falls into. And that of the teenager's father, who's a bored creative writing professor who wrote one cult novel 2 decades ago. So it's a novel about growing up and desire and how you never really know what you want, and it's really hard to define. Her observations are really funny and revealing, and the characters are really sharply drawn and entertaining.
It is Neon in Daylight by Hermione Hobie. Final book.
Final book is Heartberry. So this is my sole nonfiction edition. The author is Therese Marie Malott, and it's a memoir. It's her debut memoir. It's a very slim book, but it absolutely gutted me. Her writing is so searing and her language is so taut that this book really burns a hole right through you. Most of it is addressed to her husband, Casey. So many of the segments read like an urgently, beautifully written letter. She writes of their tumultuous love affair, of her mental illness, of her childhood marked by trauma, of writing, and of being an American Indian woman. I underlined a lot of sentences in this book, but the one that opens it is particularly powerful, which is, my story was maltreated. So it's really about story and the act of telling it and the strength that comes from doing so, and how it's a way to transform pain and shame. Just the act of creation and using memory to create art. So it has some of the best writing I've read this year.
Great stuff. It's Heartberries by Therese Marie Malott. Malott.
Malott, yes.
Malott. Okay. And in our minute left, anything cool happening at the bookstore you'd like to tell us about?
At the bookstore? Let's see. Well,
and if not, I can fill it with something else.
Yes, I've completely blanked on what's happening at the bookstore right now.
Well, you know what?
There's always something happening at the bookstore.
That's right. And thankfully, all people have to do is go to the website. It's northshire.com, northshire.com. You can also visit them. They're in Manchester Center, Vermont. They're in Saratoga Springs, New York. And again, just go to the website, northshire.com. You can see Kathy's list. You can see what's coming up. You can see other great books all on that website. You can also go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and see this week's book picks list from Kathy and also all previous book picks lists. And that's at wamc.org/roundtable. Kathy Taylor of Northshire Books, thank you very much for being with us. A pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for reading so much for us, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.